Ciao ragazzi, my name is Anthony, my brother on my left, right, whatever way you're looking at it, is Mo. Mo, how are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. I woke up to a lot of news, but pretty good. Doing pretty good for myself. How about you?
Yeah, not bad. It's every day I'm waking up just with that daunting feeling of who's next out the door. Have we basically sold everyone from our bathroom sink to our mortadella and provolone cheese in the fridge? Like, do we have anything left? I don't know. I don't know how there's 34 people here already. That makes me feel fantastic. That makes me feel better than Inter has made me feel in the last 3 days. That's for sure. So if you're here, make sure you like the video. Make sure you let us know who you are if it's your first time. We're going to be running through the following things in what I have a fair bit of time before I need to go to work on this Monday. So happy Monday, Sunday, and blessed to everybody that's watching. And just remember that every day above ground is a good day. We are talking transfers out of Inter. We are talking post-positivity after Parma, which Inzaghi's men low-key actually played quite well in the second half. I woke up this morning, Mo, with no intentions of paying attention to the game, but in the second half, I actually found myself watching us play and going, yeah, we could make something work here. So I'll go over to you first, and then we're going to try and start off with some positivity. Did you manage to catch the Parma game, and what's your initial reaction from that?
So I watched the whole game, and I want to tell you something that, I've been an Inter supporter since 1998, okay? Believe it or not, and I'm not just saying this to calm fans down, from the first minute to the last minute today, even without Lukaku as a friendly, I thought that this is a different Inter. The way Inzaghi plays is just different. We always had, like, coaches that are strange, they do like Frank Di Porto, Mazzarri, like all this stuff. But this particular guy, Inzaghi, has a way on the touchline that makes you confident. And this is why I see the Lazio fans the last 2-3 seasons, they were always in joy. Like they had this joy watching Lazio. They were never stressed that much. Maybe they're not as big of a club like Inter, but I don't know. Inzaghi gives me confidence that we're going to do something and we're going to look good. I'm not saying we're going to win Scudetto because we lost our main weapon, but we're fine. It's not that bad. We have a very good squad. How about you? Did you catch the second half and how did you feel?
So I woke up at 3:30. Kickoff was at 3:00. So I didn't watch the last 15 minutes of the first half. I was just making a coffee. And then I watched the second half and I'm like, the movement is good. The movement is very direct, and I really like the way that we're able to switch the play horizontally very quickly. It's something we used to do with Conte with one pass, you know, shift 90% of the pressure to one side of the pitch, play a really long ball out to the other flank, and then we'll go again. There's a lot more patience with this Inzaghi sort of side. I think there's a little bit more trust, but it's only a preseason friendly against Parma. I was just really impressed with the link-up play in the second half. I think being able to calmly control the ball and link up with those 1-2 passes and break the lines in midfield, I think it was quite good. It's definitely a formation and style of play that needs an Eriksen/Hakan sort of player in there. And I'll be very excited to see Hakan be deployed in that sort of system. He missed today's game because of an injury, not necessarily an injury, just a precaution, the sort of precaution you're not going to play against Parma in the preseason. But goals for Brozovic and goals for Vecino. So it was good to see us get the win and get some positivity because, you know, God knows it was needed. Let's go over to some of the comments before we talk about what we really came here for. There's 31 people here now, which is absolutely amazing. Make sure you like the video. Let us know who you are and if it is your first time. Benvenuti, if you are new. Juicy, how you going, man? Can't wait for the show to start. Thank you. Thanks for joining us again. Omar from Livia. Rumors are Anthony Martial to the Nerazzurri. Is there any truth to that? Let's go over to Mo, who spends a lot of time covering the EPL. I'm going to say no for two reasons. One, I don't think economically it's going to happen. Two, I actually don't want Anthony Martial. For what he provides in technicality and ability, he lacks in mentality and psychological strength, in my opinion. Mo, what would your reaction be to that?
There is no reality for this. We're not linked to anyone with a high salary like Anthony Martial.
Yeah, well said. Let's go over nice little joke, or not such of a joke here, coming from Ola, sell Lautaro and Barella too. Man, never say never. Never say never at the moment.
We're going to talk about Lautaro's situation, because something came up today. And
oh, yeah, big time, big time. The emblem, the shirt sponsor, the player sales, at least we got a Scudetto in return, but now it's time for Suning to move on. I agree. I think a lot of fans also agree, but it's a very complicated situation, man. Very, very complicated. Was today the last day we saw Lautaro in an Inter jersey? That's the next topic coming right up. And what else do we have? Hey, Mateo from Poland, it's good to see you here again. I remember you coming in last time. Razor of Orion, another a regular here. Going to start selling the San Siro grass soon. Yep, that all and a salami sandwich, bro. Juicy says, would Dzeko, Zapata, Lautaro, Alexis be enough? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Let's build up on that positivity from here. Mo. The Lautaro rumors coming out this morning, more so North London and Tottenham, they were squashed pretty quickly by Romano, who said that despite there being, there is real interest, there is no official offer, but despite the real interest there, Inter has no intention of selling Lautaro. However, we heard this message before regarding Big Rom. I'm really interested to hear what Mo thinks is going to happen following the initial rumors that Lautaro was linked to Spurs as early as about 7 hours ago.
So the reports coming from England is actually there was an official offer. There was actually an offer about £60 million, about like €68 million or something like this. So that's the, I think this is something, maybe it's not official as like a bid, but it's like something that, okay, we want to pay £60 million. Are you okay with this? The strange thing that I want to tell you about is the response did not come from Inter. It came from his agent. Okay. The response came from his agent saying that Lautaro is happy in Milan. Okay, but his agent said that Inter cannot afford a contract extension. So that means something. He's happy in Milan. Lukaku 2 weeks ago said, I am here and I'm happy and I'm never moving. But Inter said, we're not selling anybody from the players, and they sold him. So imagine Inter not saying that he's untouchable, Lautaro. They did not respond. Official statement did not come out saying that Lautaro is untouchable. They didn't say that. Yeah. And I'm looking at the squad today, and I'm looking at the rumors, and I can say if we sign Zapata and Dzeko, Lautaro is for sale. Based on, okay, you know, like in math, you have this, like you have like the all the facts, and then you have to come up with a conclusion. The fact is, we said Lukaku's not for sale and we sold him when the right offer came. We didn't say Lautaro is untouchable. And if 70 million comes on the table, we have to sell. And I'm in for selling Lautaro. For if that means we're going to get Dzeko, Zapata, I don't know who else, but I don't want Zapata in my team, to be honest. I don't want Zapata on my team. I don't want someone that's going to depreciate in 2 years. So Lautaro is for sale, maybe for the right offer. I think everybody is.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the mentality at the moment, man. It's just that we've already ripped the heart and soul out of this team in Romelu Lukaku. You take out his best buddy as well, and you know the rest of the team might be thinking and looking at the project going, well, I'm not going to knock back a move now. And I think that's what the comments were alluding to before. It's 43 people here right now, which makes me very happy. Make sure you let us know who you are, where you're from, especially if it's your first time here joining us on Inter Worldwide. I just don't want the Barellas and the Bastonis to jump ship, man. I know that they're in love with the club a little bit more than your Argentine Lautaro and your Lukaku, but it just really feels as though it could be the start of a really bad fire sale. My next question to you, Mo, is what's Suning's intention here? I mean, they're cowards, that's for sure, and I have no shame in saying that. Otherwise, ownership comes out and says something by now. They are one of the most quiet owners on the planet for a team that does this well. If an owner from a club like Aston frickin' Villa can come out and give the fans a genuine one-on-one reason why they're selling one of the assets after finishing outside the European places, how does the owner of the team that wins their 19th league title still cower away in the corner like a scared little cat? I'm just calling a spade, man. I think Inter fans would be a lot more confident and a lot more respectful of our ownership if they just came out and said something, mate.
I'm going to tell you a theory and I want your opinion about it. Suning is just business. They bought Inter as business. All these tears, it's just a young kid, Zhang's the kid, is just showing, oh yeah, I love football, I wanted to manage something. You know, like when you're 27 years old and then your dad gives you this massive club with all this fan, yes, you're going to shed a tear here and there. But at the end, your dad is going to sit you at the table and say, hey, listen, son, this is business. My kid, it's not love. There's no passion here. This is just business. It's 1 + 1 = 2. Yep. And if we're losing this 2, we need to get it back because this is our bread and butter. It is what it is. And if the government is pushing them hard, this is what they have to do. This is what they have to do. This is why I don't like them. It doesn't matter for me. And I never thought that Suning would actually be investing in Inter as much. The reason why is that because Roman Abramovich tried to attend every game for Chelsea until he got banned from the UK because of the problem that happened in 2 years ago. The Manchester United owners and the Manchester United management, they tried to attend every game. Zhang did not show face in Milan for 7 months. That's a sign of someone who is just buying this club for business. And now, and if people said it on Twitter and on stuff, on other reports, that Inter is a business for them. If we're losing money, the answer to people, and they have to make this money back before selling the club. Otherwise, the government is going to ask them, where did you spend this money? And the people that are going to buy are going to ask them questions. The people in England, to answer your question, the owners, it's their money. They do whatever they want with it. These are billionaires. It's not a corporation. These are billionaires own old clubs. So they spend left and right. And if they lose money, money come, money goes for them. It's okay. It's their passion. When people buy clubs, like someone like Mike Ashley in Newcastle, who owns Sports Direct, the guy spends money, a lot of money, and he loses money on the club, but it doesn't matter for him. And he doesn't want to sell the club, by the way. He says, I'm going to refuse to sell the club. Al Khalifi refuses to do anything for Paris Saint-Germain, and they're leaking money. That's the difference between the Chinese companies and these people. And this is the answer for you. What do you think about this particular thing? Is it business for them and that's it? There is no passion for football for them.
I would agree, bro. I would agree. The writing was on the wall as early as when you said it was, when Zhang wasn't coming to Italy at all. There was no support. This is what Conte was saying as early as 2 seasons ago when he said, I wasn't really protected by the club. No one's protected by the club. They were sold this false illusion and dream of funds that were going to be pumped in. And then COVID hit and the Chinese restrictions started, and it was basically Armageddon from there. What would have been ideal is just if there was no ego attached to Steven and he just said, look, basically, we're going to be in the pits for the next 2 years. I can't sustain this. Let's sell it off. It's still a big club with a big, big picture. And, you know, had we maybe sold the club 3 or 4 months before winning the Scudetto, which actually we were 200 to 250 million less in debt because then we got an injection of capital from a third party, which now we're looking like we can barely pay that back either. It's just absolute carnage on top of carnage. If you're still one of the 41 people here, make sure you like the video and let us know where you are from. Thank you for joining us on Inter Worldwide. It's becoming a real pleasure seeing those numbers get up to, you know, 35, 40 people watching us talk. It's absolutely amazing. Let's go over to some of the comments before we start talking a little bit more about what's going on. Juicy says, by the way, it's nice to see you stream a little bit sooner than usual. Keep it going, bro. For as long as they're keeping us in a stage 4 lockdown in Sydney, you can see me around the clock. I don't know what time is, bro. I've lost all perception of time at the moment. Stefan says Brozovic was really good against Parma. He's going to be vital once again. He was the best player on the park today, man, by a country mile, which is a worry, though. Go for it, Mo.
Tell us, guys, what do you think about Sensi? Anthony, you did not watch Sensi first half. Bro, this guy...
I heard he was good.
Dude, like, okay, difference, like world class, like a different level of footballer than everybody else. Yes, Brozovic was good. Barella runs a lot. But you remember Sensi in the first season with Conte? Dude, different level. This guy is a class by himself. If this guy is fit, I know Hakan is great, but Sensi is a difference maker. Tell us, guys, what do you think?
Guys, let us know in the comments because that's a great question. Like, the revival of Sensi this season is something that I don't think the Inter fans have put in their head, and that's really good to think that. Trust me, you don't want to jump the gun early on anything this season, but he might be a player that does look like a new signing, Mo. Would you say that when the season comes and if he's integrated nice and early, that's like a new signing basically?
Absolutely. And also, I want to tell people something about Inzaghi. Guys, we sold Romelu Lukaku. Conte's whole plan was to play for Romelu Lukaku. Inzaghi, based on the last 3-4 seasons, the guy counts a lot on midfielders going into the 18. And I said that over and over. Milinkovic-Savic and Luis Alberto played the bigger role than actually the forwards. I know the forwards scored a lot, but looking at how Lazio played, it was the midfield who was driving the team back and forth. And Inzaghi maybe does not need a big body up front. Maybe he needs a top scorer like Zapata, Dzeko, something like this. Vlahovic. Maybe it's a different. Maybe we'll play four in the midfield. You guys don't know, and we don't know. Because it looks like Inzaghi was working with what we have, what he has today.
I would agree with what Mo's saying there in a sense that Antonio Conte needed his Romelu Lukaku to win with Inter. I think Inzaghi has come into this situation now already prepared to not isolate Romelu Lukaku as the only star man and to work a lot more with the midfield in terms of build-up play. So, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. Guys, if you're one of the 46 people here right now, please share the video. Share it on your socials. This is a really, really good interaction that we're getting here on Inter Worldwide this morning. Let's go over to a few other comments. And then I want to go back to Mo to start talking about it and Dzeko, because that one is happening. It's not a will it happen. This is looking like it's almost at advanced stages, because you don't see moves progress this quickly and go from, you know, with the whole Lukaku thing happening and Dzeko overnight, this one's happening in my opinion. So we'll go over to some of the comments. First of all, King Darian says it still feels weird to hear Anthony say it's Monday morning when it's Sunday. Yep, we're from the future here in Australia, bro. Matteo says we might still win the Scudo, but Juve will be favorites. I'm going to go on that comment for a sec. Juve will be favorites, but guys, and I'm sure Mo will agree, if the Juventini and the Milanisti are giving you shit online, just remember, they haven't signed anybody. They are parading it around like they are signing 3 or 4 new players. These teams, they're banking on us closing the gap. We won the league by 4 games last season. Congratulations. We're all starting on the same Formula One grid in Serie A next season, thanks to us and thanks to our Chinese owners. It's by no strength of their own and by no effort of Milan and Juve to close the gap. They are poor. They might not be bleeding from the ass like we are, but they are poor. Okay, no team in Italy has money at the moment. The Serie A mercato is humiliating on an all-front level. Would you agree, Mo?
Okay, nobody has money like Premier League, Anthony. Nobody has Premier League like But let me just tell you something. All this celebrating that you see around the Twitter and the reports and the Juventini, like the Juventinis and all the Milanistas, it's all because we sold Romelu Lukaku. They were scared to death when we had, if we're going to get DeMarco, if we're going to get Hakan, and Lukaku stayed. He didn't stay. Fine. If we sign a replacement, and we're going to come to this later, and I'm going to tell you my opinion, who I have not said on Inter Worldwide yet, I think we will be back probably 50-50 with Juventus. Milan, I don't think Milan are going to fight for Scudetto. Pioli is not a winner. He's not a winner. And Inzaghi maybe is a winner. Sarri a winner. Spalletti is a so-so. I know you like Spalletti. Definitely Allegri is a winner. Milan, I think they're not in the league title race at all. But let's wait until there's 2 weeks left, Anthony. Maybe we'll do a good in the mercato and we'll sign replacements.
Well said, bro. Very, very well said. For me personally, man, Vlahovic would be the obvious choice in terms of resale value, because I know a lot of fans are a little worried about the whole, you know, he's only had one breakthrough season, bro. I hear Patrick Schick, Piontek thing, one season wonders. But this Vlahovic, just the way his physique and the way he moves, he is the real deal if he wants to be the real deal. In an ideal world, we'd go for him, but Mo, 60 million. It's not going to happen, is it, man? I'm going to bring up some comments in the background.
Why not, Anthony? Okay, how do you pay for 31, 40 million that in two? Okay, let's talk about it. You're a businessman, okay? You have 40 million, okay? But you know that this 40 million is worth nothing in 2 years. Put 20 extra because you have, okay, don't tell me that like they don't have the money. They already made more than what they anticipated. They said we want to make 80 million. They made 180.
Yeah.
They made 70 plus 115. So 185. Yeah. Okay. You're going to pay 5%. So you made 180. So you have $100 million, right? €100 million. If you spend 60 on Vlahovic and he tanked, you're going to sell him for 40. You lost 20. But you definitely going to sell Zapata for 10 in 2 years. Like, this is not, there's no question here. Like, I'm not saying that I'm talking 31 years old in 2 years. If he bangs 20 goals Zapata a season in the next 2 years, we're not going to get more than 15 because he's going to be 34, right? But Vlahovic tanked, you're going to get 35. So you still made money. You didn't lose money. You still made money.
Yeah. Oh, I think that really these fees that come out, Mo, I don't think many teams in the world are paying the full amount up front anymore. It's almost like you offer a certain amount up front with your obligation and you fulfill the rest afterwards. Even Juventus are doing this with Federico Chiesa at the moment. This is what tells us that Juve don't have money to spend. Federico Chiesa is the most exciting winger in Europe. I don't care what anybody says. He's one of, if not the most exciting winger in Europe. They only owe Laviola like another 20, 25 million. You put that cash down yesterday for Chiesa unless there's something wrong. That's all I'm going to say about that. Which means in the Vlahovic formula, Mo, I agree, there should be a way for us to do this. We should be able to go up to Fiorentina and go, here is 25 million or here is 30 million right now. We will pay you the next lot next season. And that should be a much easier way to do things. Juventus want Locatelli. The maximum they have offered is 5 million this season. Just 5. They say, of course, we'll pay the whole 35, whatever, in like 15 partial payments. Juventus have not offered more than 5 million up front for Locatelli. This is the relative financial strength of Serie A at the moment, the relative strength, which is why even Inter losing a couple of assets, it doesn't put us down from first to sixth, because these teams are doing absolutely nothing to close the gap on their own merit. So I agree with Mo. Don't put 40 on Zapata. Go and put 40 on Vlahovic and go to Fiorentina. We'll give you 20 next season. And you know what? If he scores 25 goals for us this season, we'll give you another 5. Something like that. Be the genius that we know you are, Beppe. We got to go to some comments, man, because I feel guilty. And then it's all about what I'm calling damage control Dzeko, because that's the only way to describe him, man. It's damage control Dzeko. We've got our boy Tim, always present in the house. Morning, ragazzi. Surely Lautaro isn't leaving. We've just rewinded a little bit. We already spoke about that. We don't think he's going to leave, but it's definitely possible, bro. Never say never. Surely we aren't paying money for Dzeko at 6 million a season. You're paying for him whether or not there's a transfer fee, man. I've always been a fan of Eden Dzeko. Even at 35 years old, he was the guy I wanted on the bench to come off for Romelu Lukaku. So him coming in, I'm not completely against it.
But not a starter, Anthony.
No, not a starter, Mo. Not a starter. I know.
This is what they're presenting. They're presenting him as the starter, as the replacement for 2 years for Lukaku.
I think...
Read the reports in Italy are saying this. In Italian, they're saying this.
But if we were to go in next season with Dzeko, Sanchez, Lautaro, Satriano, this isn't enough. You need one more. You need one more. You need a Zapata or a Vlahovic as well. It's as simple as that. I can't even say that name, sorry. I think it's Unalku from Genk and Correa from Lazio are some decent replacements. I like Correa, and I don't know why people say he's shit. I just think that maybe he's exhausted his allocation in that Lazio
team. Overpriced,
yeah. For me, 15,
not overrated,
20 million.
Not overrated, because people, not overrated, overpriced. Lazio want a lot of money for someone who gets injured a lot, does not score often. Like, they want 35 million, 40.
And you got to remember, when it comes to Lazio, we're paying the Inzaghi tax, and now we're also paying the Lukaku tax after this as well. Vlahovic, please force the move. I think we're all in for Vlahovic. Sanchez, Dzeko, Lautaro, and Vlahovic. See, this would make it doable. You bank 115 from Lukaku, and you still go into next season with this starting attack. I don't think we should be crying real tears. What else we got? Hello from the Maldives. No way. Big up. Sad day for Interesti.
Mossab is asking a question. Can you post the question?
Of course. Where's Mossab's? Did I miss it or is it down?
It's down. I think it's cool. The money. He's asking about the money as well. It's up there. He's asking about the money.
I'll get to that. If Dzeko comes in, Lautaro has a lot of running to do. I don't think they have the money, Mo. Money they owe to Man
U. So let me answer this. Anthony, I'm going to answer this really quickly. The debt we have is including the money that we owe Man United. Like the 80 million they said. So we sold an asset for 115, right? We did not pay the money for Man United. That means we're still going to bank the difference between 70 and 115. This is already in the books. Like the difference between the 70 we paid and the 115 is already in the books. So the debt we have and the 80 million they said they want to make this year is including the payment for Man United because it's due. So we don't have the money because we have to pay Man United. We have to pay Man United from 115, not from the difference.
Yeah. Mo, what do you think of the Kuva Nord's response to all of this? Because they've still been pretty tame. It's almost like they're still trying to negotiate in a professional way with Zhang to leave. I would have thought there would have been riots and flares outside of Inter HQ. Razor of Audience says, pretty sure if they saw more players, the Kuva Nord is going to demolish them. And I'm surprised at how quiet Inter SPAC has come lately. It might be one of those work in silence things in the background for Inter SPAC, because at the end of the day, what can they really do, Razor, my brother? They don't owe any shares. They are not a part of Inter Club. You know, practically, just in theory, there's nothing they can do. Well, not yet, anyway. Bolta, nice to see you again. Hello, my Inter family. Mossab says, sell Lautaro, I don't care. Just please don't sell, but please keep Barella. Yeah, Barella and Bastoni are everything to me in this team, man, because of that homegrown Italian Interesta value. They're the ones that we're supposed to bank on for the future, bro. New York City, love to see that. Absolute love to see that. What's going on, Hamza? Salam to you. Thanks for joining. The game, man, sell Lautaro or sell Lukaku, choose one. It's not our choice, bro. It's not our choice. What else, Mo? Oh, it's been a great Luis chat Muriel. Here today.
Luis Muriel.
How much would he cost us?
Nothing. About 15, 20 million.
Why aren't we going for someone like that?
That's what I don't understand. And I asked this on Twitter. And I think the bench guy who was benched in Colombia and he's benched on in Atalanta. There is a reason why Gasperini does not start him. But I think he is, if we're going to get Dzeko, Luis Muriel is the right option, not Zapata. He's like that. If you're going to have somebody like this, I think we should go for Vlahovic for 60 million investment wise. Would I love Luis Muriel in my club more than Zapata? Yes. Would I like Luis Muriel more than anyone in my club? Absolutely. He's an enhanced version of Ciro Immobile with more skills, fast. But I think he's older than Zapata with 1 year or something like this. But Luis Muriel is an awesome choice. I don't know why they're not going for him. Maybe Atalanta is not having him for sale.
Yeah, we've got a conflicting opinion here, which is awesome. We love that. And by the way, guys, keep an eye out on the channel because in the next day or two, I will be bringing on a guest that, you know, basically backs this comment and is not anywhere near as anti-Suning as the rest of us. It's always important to get those differing opinions, guys. I get the anger against Suning, but you can't blame them for the financial situation. Debatable. They invested the money into the club. Moratti ran into as a fan and we all saw how it turned into a disaster. 100% well said. However, you need to think of the bigger picture here and the restrictions. There were never any restrictions on Moratti. When the going went tough at Inter, the Moratti family pumped their own money into the club, which is similar to what you're seeing with Agnelli and Juventus with the 400 million capital injection. However, it's important to know that just because Agnelli's injecting the 400 million, he still needs to get that from somewhere, like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, which also funds a lot of Juventus at the end of the day. So the picture is a lot bigger there. Guys, very exciting. We ended up hitting 51 people live in this video, which is really, really good. Like the video. Let us know where you are from and if it is your first time here as well. We've got Eric from New York. Are we seeing the end of Inter from Suning? I hate Zhang and can't stop loving my Inter. It's hard to turn my back on Inter because I dislike Suning. I think you're just speaking the words of all of us, man. It is getting tough at the moment, but we've still got our 19th Scudetto. I just want to say something that I saw on Twitter today. Our friend Joe Fischetti from the Forza Napoli pod, he wrote a tweet. Would you basically sacrifice the school? Would you still want to win a Scudetto if it meant this sort of reaction? And one of our friends at Inter Worldwide, Mario Galliano, said, yes, the Scudetto stays with you forever. What's happening at the moment is happening, but basically the Scudetto is ours forever. Mo, what would you say to that comment? Do you think that we went too far trying to reach and get a Scudetto for this sort of downfall? Or, you know, you might as well just be a loser club that is comfortable with winning nothing if you're going to talk like that.
So we are Inter fans. We are not bandwagon fans. We're not Messi fanboys. We're not Cristiano Ronaldo fanboys. We're not Neymar fanboys. We do not shift clubs. And we don't care if Lukaku leaves. We don't care if Lautaro leaves. We don't care if we have Osvaldo and Tommaso Rocchi up top. We still liked our club. We still supported our club. And I won the Scudetto for my club, even if it means selling every single player, because I support the Nerazzurri, the black and blue, and I do not support players. I love the players, and I like that they like my team, but it didn't matter who it is. I supported this team when it had Ronaldo, Zanetti, Melito, Osvaldo, and Jonathan on the right back, and I supported them when they won Scudetto. So it didn't matter for me. I hate the owner. I think the owners are just businessmen, and I would like my team to be managed by someone that loves the club. But at the end, I wake up in the morning or in the afternoon, wherever you are in the world, or for you in the future, and you turn on the TV and you watch Black and Blue, and it doesn't matter who's on the field. You want them to do good. If it's Dzeko, Ibra, it doesn't matter. You love the Black and Blue. If you're a bandwagon fan, yes, move on. Go to the next club. Go support Chelsea or go support Barca or PSG. If you're a Black and Blue fan, you take the Scudetto, and it doesn't matter who we sell.
Yeah, well said, bro. Absolutely love that. Love that. Let's have a look. We've got Atalanta, our favorites. Let's just digress into that, guys. I'm going to bring some comments up on the screen for you guys to read. Unfortunately, I can't get through all the comments today, and I think that's just a problem we're going to have to deal with as more people come through. So I'm going to send that question over to Mo. As it stands right now, I'm going to have to strongly disagree with our friend Hamza. I think Atalanta just might fall off a little bit this season. They're looking to cash in and make sure they've got no debt and pretty much make sure that in the future after this season, they are there for the long run. I think they're more than happy to lose the likes of Zapata and Iličić, provided that it means that they can stay around that third to fourth cluster and rebuild. I think Atalanta are going to be a huge contender for the title in about two seasons' time. What about you, Mo? What are you going in with this season?
I still think Atalanta are... Okay, you know what? Everybody's favorite for the... Napoli, Inter, Juventus, and Atalanta, they are... To me, this is the top four teams. With I think also Lazio with Sarri is a big, because Sarri, like, Sarri gets you there. It doesn't matter. Like with Chelsea, he got there. He won trophies and he got them top four. And I think he might do the same with Lazio. And I'm happy for Lazio fans and our friends from Lazio. But Atalanta winning the Scudetto, it needs a lot of more depth than what they have, which is Inter has depth. If you have Vidal. If you have Vidal, Hakan, Vecino coming from the bench and Di Marco coming from the bench, you are just maybe one forward and one right back from actually having two teams. Two teams.
Yeah.
Juventus, they have two teams. So this is what you need to win Scudetto, especially if you're going to play Champions League, which is Atalanta. We know they're going to play Champions League and they focus on Champions League because that what brings them money and publicity. Champions League, not Serie A.
Yeah. Well said, 100%. Ali says, we lost two of our best players, but there is a certain team that lost two of their best players for free. Thank you very much for bringing that up. It's relative. Inzaghi will surprise many people this season. You know, to our rival fans, they think he's going to be the first one sacked. I think he's going to surprise a lot of us this season as well. Mo, question for you. Can Simone work with the young players, especially with money being tight? We saw a lot of young players come on today. Salcedo came on. Agüero came on as well. Satriano had plenty of minutes under his belt. Even Pinamonti came on again. Who do you think Simone can work with from our younger players, Mo?
Satriano. To be honest, Satriano and Agüero. These are the two players that I'm counting on. I want Pinamonti to go on loan again and all the Zaniotti, the guy that came on the right side, the center back, the big center back. There's another center back that came. And I want these guys to go on loan. But I want Satriano to stay. That guy can be a gem for us. Like, you have no idea. Like, I rate the guy very high. He's very confident. And he will be great this season if he gets some minutes.
Cool. Mateo says, Dzeko, Zapata, and Dumfries. That will be our mercato. Throw Nandez in there as well. And that's where I think it ends. Nandez, Dumfries,
I don't think we need Nandez.
Me either, Anthony. But...
Like, if we have Vidal and if Vecino plays and we have Brozovic, Hakan, Sensi, Barella, Agüero, I don't think... Guys, Nandez is not better than any of these, by the way. Just for people that watched Cagliari last season, he's a very good player that can play right back. But if we got Dumfries and we have Darmian, D'Ambrosio, and we have DiMarco, who is holy boy today, DiMarco. He comes in, changes the whole left side. I think this guy is going to start over Perisic. Perisic is going to get upset, try to leave in January. I'm just putting a scenario out there.
Yeah, I don't think he gets upset. I think he leaves in January no matter what. And I think that's already been almost communicated to him. Like, can you just start with us and we'll probably end up finding you a new home. Just be a utility for us. What do you think of Luis Muriel? Just backtrack a little bit there, Museb. Thank you for joining us. Mo gave his thoughts. I'm a big fan of Muriel as well. He would be an ideal player to come in. What about De Vrij? There are many reports saying Raiola is offering all sorts of PL clubs. De Vrij is 29 or 30, Mo? Do you know? 29?
De Vrij is 29.
29. So. He's the defender that you sell if you have to sell all three, any of the three. But at the moment, I say you don't touch that back three. That is our core and our stable now to mentally check the rest of the team. That needs to stay, in my opinion. Mo, your thoughts about the back three? We don't touch them for this season, yeah?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think De Vrij is going to get... De Vrij is not going to get... The reason why Lukaku leaves and Lautaro leaves, these forwards and these big players, they leave because they're going to make 12 million, 10 million a season. I think if De Vrij goes to the Premier League, what is he going to offer him? They're going to offer him 5 million. He's already on 4 million. I think, he renewed for 5 million. You remember last season?
Yeah.
I think? So what they're going to offer him 1 more million. I don't think that's worth it. Unless somebody comes to him and say, hey, we're going to offer you a 4-year contract worth 10 million a season. Well, I don't think De Vrij is Sergio Ramos to be offered this. And the club, they have to pay a lot of money fees. So I don't think anybody is coming for De Vrij. And that will, it's not going to be something that was, oh my God, we have to accept this offer. And De Vrij is going to say, I have to move on. This is the next big contract. I don't see this happening because I don't think anybody in the Premier League will actually tell me a team in the Premier League that will offer a lot of money. Manchester, Varane, Manchester City, they're not signing a center back.
It would probably have to be Chelsea or Tottenham.
Chelsea already signing a center back. Okay, I'm going to run you. You know, I'm a Premier League guy here. Romero, Tottenham, Ben White, Arsenal, Man City are not signing a center back. They already said that. Manchester United signed Varane. Who's left from the big clubs? Liverpool. Yeah. They already signed Canotti. They already signed Canotti for 40 million. Nobody. Other than West Ham, West Ham are already contacted someone in Italy. I can't remember who, but they're offering a defender from Italy a new, a good contract. So it's not. There is no one from the big six that is coming for our guy.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point. Hello to Leonardo from Toronto in Canada. Hello to Brian as well from Chicago. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Ahmed says, is it bad if I think we should go all in on Satriano and start him 100%? You can't force it. You cannot force someone to start like that.
Let me tell you something. If we were not Scudetto holders and we were not trying to win Scudetto or go forward for Champions League and we were 3-4 years ago, I would have said yes. But yeah, not when you're trying to defend your Scudetto.
Hello, Noel from Malta. A big shout out to you. Number four, thanks for coming in with a question. Important question for you guys. Is there anyone you guys would want here as our main striker from outside of Italy that is affordable? I thought about this and the short answer is no, because there's no one who's affordable. I was thinking of more players who are 30 and over that would like the opportunity to come to Inter. For me, the perfect pick would be, I had two picks. The first one is if he's really unhappy at Barcelona, you might want to start talking to Sergio Aguero, but he's injured a lot and his salary is too high.
12 million.
Goodness me. Jesus Christ.
It's for free.
For me personally, man, but I just don't think they'll ever sell him because he's like royalty there. Now, I would relish the idea of Karim Benzema coming into Inter, man. I have loved that player almost his whole career, and I'm really happy for the way he rejuvenated himself at Real Madrid after being in the shadows. He's the sort of plus 30 striker you want coming into your team, in my opinion. He would have been my first pick. However, Mo might be able to tell us that as well. That's the sort of wage a club like Inter's not going near. Surely Madrid's paying him something like 8 to 10.
There is two guys that I think they can benefit Inter, but okay, I think most of the guys here, they don't know about them. There is a guy that plays for West Ham. It's called Michele Antonio. He's a tank. He's built like a tank. The guy gets injured a lot, but he is going to be great in Serie A. The other one is Ings. Ings from Southampton, but he moved somewhere else, so...
Is he good enough though, Danny Ings? Is Danny Ings good enough for Inter, man? Because I've got a lot of Liverpool fans who always just banter and say that he's shit. And I've watched him a lot as well.
A lot of players, but he left and he played really well last season, man. Really, really well. But Michele Antonio is the guy over 30 that can do something. And I'm not talking big. We don't have money to sign big strikers because of salary, not because of the fee. Because some of these guys are... Because Gareth Bale is out there, right? Yeah. You want to pay Gareth Bale 14 million? You can't afford it, so done.
Yeah, fair enough. A lot of people coming into the chat as well. It's really, really nice to see. What's going on, Marco Gamera? It's good to hear from you again. West Ham are trying to get Milenkovic. I don't think we're looking at anybody yes. else, man, besides...
Thank just you, Marco. That's the guy I was telling you about. Someone from Serie A. So, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Marco.
Isn't the fear with Dumfries that he's just a Euros flash in the pan? 100% that is the fear, man. So I haven't been gassed up on Dumfries from day one. I would almost say bring in Nandez if you need to. I know Dumfries is a more natural wide player on the right, but Serie A is not an easy league to adapt to. Serie A is not an easy league to just come in and succeed in. Lazzaro couldn't do it. You know, we've seen a whole host of players come into Inter that weren't able to do it. Even a right-sided player as good as Hakimi and João Cancelo still took a lot of adjusting to this league. So I would have my reservations just as you would, man. Mo, you want to comment on that while I look for some other comments?
Dumfries is going to be great for Inter if we get him. I'll have to tell you this. I know you guys watched only the Euros. I watched the guy before. He's really good.
Cool. Leicester and Everton are looking into De Vrij. I have big hopes for Van Housen, but he tore his ACL two times already. That guy gets injured too much, man. He will never be able to take the reins at Inter the way people want him. So it's nice, but it's not going to happen. Luka Jovic, what do you think?
He's a flop. He already flopped twice. Yeah. Why would I want to get a guy? His salary is pretty high and he flopped twice. It just...
Yeah. Yep. How about, Marco says again, how about a player like Milik for Inter? How is he doing in France? I haven't heard from him, so I'm going to say shit.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Very good. In terms of other players that might be able to come in, I wouldn't mind us looking at another young player. We've already got Satriano. It's inevitable.
And Pinamonte.
Like, I think Pinamonte is going to go. I would still say get him out, but at the moment, you can't really go for a Raspadori and give him no minutes. When's he going to play? He needs 38 games. Same with Scamacca. I like Scamacca. I think he's got some potential there. But he can't come into this team now, Mo, because both of Raspadori and Scamacca would not see the pitch for us next season. And they're at a critical point in their upbringing where they need minutes now to secure a move. Not they might be good, let's go and loan and sit on the bench for 2-3 seasons and then settle at a mid-table club when we're 26. They need minutes now. So what do you say about that?
I'll tell you one thing. World Cup 2022, Scamacca and Raspadori, they are looking to be on the squad, and it's not going to happen if they move to Inter. They have to stay in their club this year, score a lot of goals, get a good move next year, and then go to Qatar in December of next year. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I would agree. So, guys, I think we can all agree. And if you're one of the 47 people still here, I can't believe how many people stuck around for us today. My heart is full of joy. Make sure you like the video and let us know.
Get us some questions.
Yeah, get us a few more questions so we can keep it going. I've still got a good 15 minutes until I need to check out and start getting ready for work.
Make sure you like, subscribe, like the video, share it, subscribe, and follow our channel on Twitter. Find me and Anthony on Twitter. Find the guys, Inter Worldwide. We try to promote our content, our stuff. We try to do everything for the Inter fans. We do this for you guys, for every Inter fan. Just find our names on Twitter. Try to follow us and give us ideas and share with us your thoughts. This is because we're just here for Inter fans. That's what we do it.
What's going on, Sniss? Big Chris getting it on that Monday in Kayama. Love to see that, bro. It's going to be a great day in Kayama. Wish I was in Kayama right now.
Where is Kayama?
Kayama is on the coast, man. It's probably only about... It's on the south coast. It's only about an hour from where I live. It's where basically you can feel the stress of Sydney leave your shoulders as soon as you get off the highway, man. It's one of those sort of things. Satriano is better than Salcedo and Pinamonte. I think we all agree there, man. Satriano is ready this season. I think he's going to get some minutes. Ahmed is pretty much echoing what Mo said. Sensi played really well today. You know, he could be our new signing. He could be our new signing, man. When Sensi is fit, he is one of the best ball carriers in the world. Robbie, it's good to see you again. Robbie, thoughts on the rumors of Auxilio and Marotta being unhappy? I think it's only natural that they're unhappy. And I think it's a great topic to talk about next. Mo, how scared are you that Beppe Marotta has seen the writing on the wall and he's planning an exit strategy? Because I can tell you right now, bro, I can stay calm. I can stay calm through everything. But if that gentleman decides that it's bleak at Inter, I might as well start supporting Catania again, bro, who have more bankruptcies than promotions.
Pepe Marotta is the artist is the guy that make things happen in every club he goes to. Don't believe the media when they tell you Patrici is the one that built Juventus. No, it was Pepe Marotta, because I was listening to podcasts and they said, yeah, Patrici that went to Tottenham, he built Juventus. No, it was Pepe Marotta, guys. Pepe Marotta is the one that won a Scudetto. Pepe Marotta is who made things happen. Pepe Marotta, if he leaves, we're back to banter era, man. That's what I think.
Yeah, big time. Do you think the Italian league will continue to deteriorate? Barat says, bro, there's no money in the Italian league, man. It's a dinosaur league run by old men. That is the reality of the situation. I don't know what's going to happen. You're definitely going to see more movement for the Super League soon. What do you think, Mo?
If we are in the Middle East, you know one thing. They have not signed a contract yet to broadcast the Italian league in the Middle East. This is how bad the league is run. This is how bad this league is run. It's 2 weeks from now. People in the Middle East, they don't know where they're going to watch the games. This is how bad it is. So, yeah. Are we going to have money? No. No.
That's it, man. At the moment, bro, with Lukaku, like, basically one foot out the door, how quickly
hasn't
do you
he
think...
left already? Hasn't he?
Oh,
left
yeah,
already?
It's pretty much. But we're basically waiting for official confirmations. Until I see him talk, or until I see him in England, you know, anything can happen, bro. Anything can happen. We're dealing with Raiola, Chelsea, and Abramovich here. You know, they don't play by the rules, Mo. They write the rules. They own the game. They will get their way no matter what. 51 people here still here. That's incredible. Please like the video and let us know how you're feeling at the moment. It's a little bit doom and gloom. My question to you was, when we do see the Lukaku deal official, how quick do you think Inter will act in terms of the Zapata, Dzeko, Dumfries, Nandez thing? Do you think we start to tie up in the next few days? Because one thing I don't want to see, Mo, we can't get to like 24, 48, 72 hours before deadline day and Inzaghi still not have his squad ready, man.
I think it would be 1 week and then Inzaghi will have his squad ready. I think so. Yeah. 1 week.
I hope
one
so.
Week. 1 week.
Brian says, I couldn't find a streaming source for the Parma game. Did Vidal play? Yeah, he came on shortly and got a yellow card in a friendly. So, yeah, no surprises there, bro. If Marotta leaves, we're allowed to have a massive meltdown for sure. Nandez is doing everything he can to come to Inter. I don't think it will be very hurtful to leave him out after we signed Dumfries. It depends financially what the implications are, man. We're looking at a dry loan with an option to buy for Nandez. And now Cagliari are coming out and saying that he's worth 25 million or something like that. I think Cagliari are just pissed off we didn't spoon feed them Raja Nainggolan for a third time in three seasons, to be honest. And if Raja wants to go to Turkey, you know, to enjoy some Turkish cuisine, by all means, off you go. Take a holiday, man. Hamza says, I am hearing that Marotta is going to be the new sporting director of Manchester United. Highly doubt it. They just hired a sporting director about 7 months ago and it went under the radar because it was not a big name. All Man United fans thought they were going to get Edwin van der Sar, but they actually ended up getting somebody else and promoting Darren Fletcher within as well. I'm right when I say that, Mo. Do you know about that? Is that correct?
Yes. They just hired a new one, but the league, oh man, Premier League now is not about sporting directors. It's about Mercato. It's about the money that keeps moving left and right.
It's about the talent being broadcasted on primetime TV for everybody to see. Jack99 says, from the perspective of a Chelsea fan, it's unbelievable to see how badly this window has gone from Serie A clubs. What is the biggest incoming? I can't name one off the top of my head. Jack, well said. You are seeing a deterioration of the Italian clubs based on poor decisions made over the last 1, 2, or 3 decades and an inability to adapt to modern times. Juventus have done the best out of all of us to try and do it, but even they will sit there and tell you, Jack, right now, that splashing all that money on Ronaldo has turned over more negatives than it did positives, bro. The Italian league is an absolute shambles. Armored back again. There were even talks of broadcasting the league on freaking YouTube in MENA. Yeah, I don't know about that, man. Mo might know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, you can't find someone to do it.
Serie A turned down an Amazon Prime deal. I heard about that. It was the same similar deal that the La Liga accepted. Did you want to elaborate a little bit more on that, Mo? And the fact that there's still 45 people here in this video means I'm not going anywhere just yet. That's the least I can do for y'all.
So the Italian league and the French league are in big problem with terms of broadcasting because of the deals that they signed and the companies that could not sell the broadcasting rights and the bids that were not accepted. Amazon Prime tried to get the Italian league, but I think the price was not as high as the league wanted. And I think that's what happened. But In America, it's already set months ago. In Europe, I think it's already set. But the problem is going to be in the Middle East, which is a big, big market for the Italian league. But we don't know yet. But I'm sure they'll find something. They'll find a way to do it. But I think it's the problem with the Qatari people. The bean sport is a problem.
A lot of people are talking about Isaac from, I believe it's Real Sociedad. He moved there in 2019 from Dortmund. What do you know about this dude, man? Because I know who he is. Alex, I know who he is, and that's it.
I watched him. Alexander Isaac is a Swedish guy. You'll find Shia Vosh vouch for him all the time. Our friend Shia Vosh vouch for him all the time. They said he's the Ibra... like the next guy Ibra. That will come after Ibra. Yeah, the next Ibra about 5 years ago, but he hasn't lived up to this yet. He's okay. He's not exceptional, to be honest. He's great. I'm sure if you go on YouTube and you find a Gabigol videos, you'll think that he's Maradona or the big Ronaldo or something. But is he that good? Maybe not. I don't think he's an Inter level. And also, they're going to ask for millions and millions of euros to sign this guy.
Yeah. Sergio says, so if the league is such a disaster, what kind of company investor will buy the club from Suning? At the end of the day, bro, and I said this in a lot of group chats, we might be in the shit, but we're not Regina or Palermo or a Serie B club. This is Inter. This is a club with 19 titles, a treble, Champions Leagues. At the end of the day, bro, somebody in the world is going to buy Internazionale Milano. That's one thing I'm absolutely not worried about. Jay-Z Forever says, who do you want to replace Hakimi, Dumfries or Nandez Hatibor? We've had a discussion about that already, my friend.
I would love Hatibor, but Hatibor is not coming.
Yeah, exactly right, man. It's like asking for Gosens on the left. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately. Let's bring Isaac. He's going to cost us around the same as Vlahovic. I think for that reason, on our own, we don't go anywhere near that player, Isaac. La Liga, Bundesliga and Serie A are struggling for TV deals. 100%. There's a bubble in football and it is going to burst eventually. Absolutely, even Juventus, as a giant of European football, haven't made a single big signing to push on. They have also regressed in their Champions League eliminations, if you haven't just checked those stats since they brought Ronaldo in. Number four says, Shia Vosh needs to be our next guest. We've had him, I think, two or three times on Inter Worldwide in the last 2 years, so definitely time to bring him on again. Definitely time. Best case scenario for Inter if Lautaro leaves. Oh, my goodness. I still haven't gotten used to the Lukaku leaving yet. Julio, if Lautaro leaves, we need Dzeko, we need Zapata or Vlahovic, and we might need somebody else as well. Like, if we lose Lukaku and Lautaro, then we're down to Sanchez, Pinamonti, and Satriano. And that, my friend, is not going to get us any goals this season if it's just
Me ask you something, Anthony. Are you going to be happy if we get Vlahovic, Zapata, and Dzeko to replace Lautaro and Lukaku?
Yeah. Three. Yeah, I could go with that.
You can go with that, right? Because money-wise, if we offer loan with an obligation to buy, we still made money off Lautaro and Lukaku, by the way. If we get these three, we still made money. Salary-wise, by the way, and profit-wise.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get all three. In my honest opinion, yes. I think we keep Lautaro, and I think we're getting Dzeko and Zapata. I think we're getting both of those players. That's what I think is going to happen. Am I happy with Dzeko and Zapata to place Lukaku? As I said in a previous chat today, I said if we're going into next season attack-wise, Zapata, Lautaro, Dzeko, Sanchez, Satriano, I have seen worse days and I have seen worse squads. I'm not going to sit here and cry for next season. If we go in like that, I will still cheer with my chest. However, they go and sell Lautaro and just bring in Dzeko and Zapata, it's wrong for all reasons. You have no resale there. Absolutely none. We need to pocket the money from Lukaku, make sure the bare minimum goes towards Dzeko, because I'm not against Dzeko coming in. I said it. For me, ideally, it's Vlahovic and Dzeko. Vlahovic brings the youth. Dzeko brings the experience. Vlahovic brings the book value. Dzeko does not. They balance each other out very well. When Mo gets angry over Zapata Dzeko and I get angry over Zapata Dzeko, it's not necessarily because of what they're going to bring on the pitch. It's like what Mo said. In 2 years from now, look forward to Dzeko to Fiorentina on a free. Look forward to Zapata to somebody else for 8 million plus bonuses or something like that. Probably to Cagliari. So at the end of the day, man, we really can't have that. We really can't have that. I truly await Lukaku's words on his Chelsea presentation. I'm hanging for that, man. I'm hanging for his first words as a non-Inter player. considering how happy he boasted himself here. Is Zhang sticking around hoping the Super League starts soon? Mo, you can take that one because that's an interesting question.
I don't think it's going to happen, the Super League again. The Premier League, okay, the Premier League guys, they already made money. They signed a great deal and they made a deal with the Premier League guys that they're going to make a lot of money. And that, you know, Super League is not going to happen without the Premier League people. It's not. It's not going to happen. So unless you can convince these guys to go to the Super League again, forget Juventus, Barcelona, Real Madrid. And no. It's the Premier League where the money is. So we'll talk about it when the Premier League people say we ran out of money, and it doesn't look like they ran out of money. It looks like they got an influx of money in the couple of months before.
100%. Leonardo says, if I was a billionaire, I would buy Inter. It's in my blood, isn't it, Atsuri? Keep an eye out on the channel and keep an eye out for Inter SPAC. You might be able to own a little bit of Inter soon, bro. Albeit, and I'm just going to say this quietly, I am not buying anything into that club while Suning is in charge unless I see some more direction. Hamza says, bring Antonio from IFTV. I have had that gentleman on the channel twice before. He is a fantastic human being. A lot of his persona on screen is a little bit of a front. However, while Inter is in the pits, that gentleman is coming nowhere near my channel. Number four says, can you guys elaborate on a meeting that took place recently in between Perez, Agnelli, Laporta? What was that about? All I saw was the headlines, and all I can assume is their next direction as to how to push the Super League. I think the more signings PSG and City make, the more they feel as though the rest of football is on their side and they can run with it a second time. Mo doesn't agree, though. He seems to think the Super League is halted for the moment, sir.
Premier League. It's all just all about the Premier League. Forget PSG. Yeah. PSG, guys, is not a force. PSG is a force in terms of money, but it's the Premier League. What happened with the Super League, Anthony? Premier League guys said, we're out. It's
and
done.
A dip, that's it.
Dead. Yeah. That's it. So forget about PSG and Real Madrid and Barcelona. These guys are in big debt and they don't have the money to do anything without the Premier League. The big six in the Premier League are the people that control the world right now. It is how it is.
Yeah, fair call. We're going to keep going to some more comments as well. So another tour here is okay with swimming out then because that's the only type of investors that are left for us. We don't know that yet, bro. We don't know that. Now we're jumping the gun like way too in front.
Yeah. But just to let you know, guys, something about Suning. Guys, the valuation during Tahir time was 350 million. The valuation of Inter now is about 700 million. So give a little bit credit of the business, guys. The businessmen, they doubled Inter's valuation.
Ooh, goal for Braithwaite. 2-0 Barcelona over Juventus. You got to love to see that. With no Messi, no nothing. Basically, the worst mentality-wise Barcelona you've ever seen in the last 25 years. I've still managed to put two past them this morning. What else we got? We're going to keep going to the comments. It's the least I can do until I head off for work. Also, before you go, what can Chelsea fans expect from the Lukaku signing? Bro, you're going to get a different version of Lukaku than was at Manchester United. That's for sure. This guy's legs are huge, bro. I got a tree sitting at the front of my house that isn't even as big as Lukaku's thighs. He's coming in with a winner's mentality. Don't underestimate the value of what an intrinsic motivator like a league title can do to players that are on the brink of their peak mentally. Lukaku needed something he could touch, something tangible, something he could kiss like a Scudetto to validate himself a little bit more. He's bringing a whole new level of fire to Chelsea in the Premier League this season. And as soon as he holds up that jersey, I'm ready to put them next to Man City as favorites for the title. Mo, we're going to do a lot more conversation on the whole Football Worldwide platform, which I can't wait for. Guys, make sure you go and like and support Football Worldwide because the Premier League at the moment, Mo, that title race next season, look at United's squad, look at Chelsea's squad, look at City's squad. That's some bullshit right there. Excuse my French. It's incredible. Give us a quick minute on what you think.
So, guys, go ahead to Football Worldwide. We're going to have a weekly content for the Premier League and a weekly content for Serie A and a weekly content for every other league with Anthony here, myself, and other guys, Bruno and Jonathan and Akil, everybody that you see from Inter Worldwide. But Chelsea, people said they are favorites with Lukaku. Believe it or not, they believe without Harry Kane in City and Lukaku in Chelsea, Chelsea are actually favorites to win the Premier League.
Why not? Because they just won the Champions League.
Exactly. So they are actually... Lukaku makes you, as a, if you're a Chelsea fan, Lukaku takes you from second or third to the favorite to win the title. That's how big 100%. This signing is for you.
I'm glad you agree. I'm glad you agree, man, because I agree 100%. What else have we got going on here? Brian, and guys, I'm just letting you know right now, I will be wrapping this up in the next 5 minutes. It's a working day here in Sydney. My sense is that Inzaghi is doing a great job building the spirit of the team. I hope he can also motivate the Grinta and not make lemonade as things get tough in the season. I think he's here for the long run, bro, and I think he's got some resilience about him. Nertil says, hello, my brothers. Forza Inter, Zapata, Dzeko, and Correa are nice. I love your optimism, bro. We always need optimistic fans. It's very important because by nature, we're a little bit of a pessimistic fan base. Oak, it's great to see you, bro. We're very familiar with each other. We chat a lot on WhatsApp, and I think this is the first time you've joined a video. You are better on YouTube than you are on WhatsApp. Thanks, bro. Hopefully. And what else do we have over here? Last few comments of the day. Oh, speaking of optimism, look at this bloke right here. Guys, if you haven't already, go and follow the much better looking and well-spoken version of myself on the Uncle Sharma channel, always bringing an optimistic outlook to the pessimistic lifestyle that is an Interista. What's going on, Zeal? Good to see you in here. What's Dzeko's injury record like? Wouldn't it be a huge gamble to sign him as a starter at 35? It says in the media that it's the starter, but what do you expect the media to say? We've just lost Lukaku. I really don't think Dzeko's coming in as the starter. Mo, I know it says that, but come on, tell everyone watching, Dzeko surely is not going to come in ready to play 38 games.
Guys, Dzeko is a big signing for Inter. If he plays off 80% of what he gave to Roma, he's really good. But I don't think he's the starter. But we have the Cup, we have the Champions League, we have the league. We need three top-class strikers. So if we get Zapata, Dzeko, and Lautaro, you'll see a lot of rotation between the three. So who's the starter, who's not the starter? It's not like last season when we only had two top-class strikers and Alexis was always injured. If you have three, you'll see a lot of rotation.
Yeah, fair enough. I like it, bro. I like it. Kevin says, why isn't any oil-rich billionaires, like the PSG owners, investing in the Italian league? Is it because of the Italian government bureaucracy on building stadiums? Yes, it is that, plus everything else and a slice of bread with the Italian government is a reason why people don't invest in this country. You just got me hype, bro. Thanks for answering. No problem, Jack. I want you to do me a favor in return. Share this video on platform with all of your Chelsea friends and EPL friends. Why not? We'll keep you in the loop, Inter and Serie A wise. King Darien, your pro-Sensi agenda is looking good, Uncle Sharma. Yeah, Uncle Sharma's got a few agendas over on his channel. He'll bank in on whatever one that he can. Question, where are you both from and how did you guys become Inter fans? That's the sort of question you like seeing at the end of a video. I'm from Sydney, Australia, Southwest Sydney. I became an Inter fan as when I started following football when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, around 1998-ish. Is when Christian Vieri, he was either just signed for Inter or was just starting his Inter career around about this point in time. My father also played indoor cricket with Christian Vieri as a kid. So wherever Christian Vieri was at that point in time, my father's allegiance was lying there, except for a certain side. And when he landed in the black and blue half of Milan, that was the first point of call for me and I never looked back. Over to you, Mo, to answer Leonardo's question. And that's a great name, Leonardo. Yeah. That's the name of my grandfather and my middle name as well.
I'm Egyptian. I live in the United States. I've been living here for a while now. And I started supporting Inter in 97, 98 when Baggio and Ronaldo both were there. And this is where I fell in love with the black and blue, Ronaldo and Roberto Baggio. This is my favorite two players in the history of football.
100%, man. Very, very well said. What else do we have here? We've got Omar, rumors linking Anthony Martial. We've already squashed that, man. I don't think it's going to happen at all. Hamza says, do you have the link for the Football Worldwide channel? I'll post it in the chat as we speak.
And you can put it here as a banner so people can follow it. That would be great. So people can see it on the video. That would be great.
100%. I will do that right now, to be honest. Guys, it's been a fantastic stream today. Really, really good. I'm really happy that I did it. Obviously, it can sometimes get a little demotivating first thing in the morning in Sydney. Obviously, today was even earlier than usual, but I was happy to do it. I was happy that we got the win. I was happy to be joined by Mo. Mo, before we head off in the next few minutes, any last words or any nice words? You know, keep the positivity, man. Keep building the optimism. You're good at that. Inzaghi and the boys were still in for a competitive season, yeah?
Guys, Inzaghi, in his tenure at Inter, will actually be one of the legends. We remember Inzaghi as one of the legends. And be positive. Inter are going to play great football this year. You're going to enjoy every single game. And we're going to sign strikers that are going to bang 20 to 25 goals together, not once. So Zapata and Dzeko will give you 20 to 25 goals. And it will be great. It will be great.
Yeah, well said, man. I've put in the chat below the Football Worldwide link. There's the URL. Not like you can really do much with the URL scrolling across, but just YouTube Football Worldwide, and the URL is now in the chat as well. Let's go over to the last few comments just to keep it going for the next minute or so. Thank you to Number Four for joining us. Thank you to Hamza. Thank you to Leonardo, with Sam. Thank you to everybody. I'm not going to scroll up, but it was honestly fantastic today. And even as I speak right now, there's still 50 people. There's still 50 people in this video. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Honestly, Inter is such a special, unique club that it chooses its own fans. It's not the other way around. Forza Inter, Forza numero cuatro. Thanks for joining us. Leonardo, thanks again. Wissam, thanks again. Steffers, keep joining, bro. Keep sharing. Who else? Thank you, Afarazim. And thanks, Jack, for joining us as well. And thanks for the new subscriber in Hamza. Juve lost 3-0. Bro. Oh, well, I'll be more excited about stuff like that when the season starts.
Guys.
Yeah.
Anthony. Guys, make sure to check our Twitter account for both of us, myself and Anthony, because we share our content. Also, make sure you follow Inter Worldwide on Twitter. Make sure you follow Football Worldwide on Twitter and check our link tree in our bio for both Football Worldwide and Inter Worldwide. It will tell you the Facebook, the YouTube, and our Twitter, and it will tell you everything. Make sure that you share, like, and subscribe, because we try to do this content for you guys and for our beloved club.
Absolutely. Well said, Mo, and well said, everybody in the chat today. Everybody brought through some really, really good questions and some opinions. So if you're still here, you've only got one thing to do. Like the video before you leave. If you're new, subscribe. And from myself and Mo, we will see you next time. Forza Inter, Forza Italia, Campione di Europa. We keep that wave going as well. Ciao, ragazzi.